Hello, dear heart dwellers. This message is regarding the deep state plan and the Lord's response to it. The deep state plan was revealed to us by satanic ritual abuse survivors anonymously. The Lord has assured us that it is authentic, though. An illusion it will be, so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We will create separate tracks to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand about their relative field of experience, for we know the secrets of the Absolute. We will work together always, and we will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan shortened and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so that they will never see what is happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths. They will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, and what they drink, eat, breathe, and also in their water. We must be a genius in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good, with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will hide. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effects. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it is for their health. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and create other diseases for which we create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us with our power. They will grow more depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention towards money and material goods so they may never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so that they may never be one with the oneness of it all. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do what we say, and if they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as a weapon. We will establish their governments, and we will own both sides. We will always hide our objective, but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us, and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families must never mix with theirs. Our blood must always be pure, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from the oneness by religion. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will guide them kindly and gently, letting them think they are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity among them through factions. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits us best. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never will they see that from their conflict we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. We shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and of sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them, that we are all one. This they must never know. They must never know that a man's color is an illusion. They must always think they are not equal. Drop by drop by drop, we shall advance our goal. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom that they have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt, where they shall band together. We shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We shall use our media to control the flow of information that they are incentivizing in our favor. When they shall rise up against us, we shall crush them like insects, for they are less than that. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. We will recruit some of them to help us carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not of us. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of passage to higher realms. Members of these groups will think they are one with us, never knowing the truth. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us. For their work they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel to the stars. They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face, so close they will be unable to focus upon it until it is too late. Oh yes, so grand will the illusion of freedom be, they will never know that they are our slaves. When all is in place, the reality that we have created for them will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs that we have established from time immemorial. But if they ever find out they are our equals, we shall perish them. This they must never know. If they ever find out, then together they can vanquish us. They will take action. They must never, ever find out what we have done, for if they do, we shall have no place to run. For it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions shall not reveal what we are. They will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. This is the secret covenant by which we shall live the rest of our present and future lives. For this reality shall transcend many generations and lifespans. This covenant is sealed by blood. We are the ones who from heaven to earth came. This covenant must never ever be known to exist. It must never ever be written or spoken of, for if it is, the consciousness will release the fury of the prime creator upon us, and we shall be cast into the depths from whence we came, and remain there until the end of infinity itself. Mother Claire began, "Good morning, sweet Lord. What is on your heart today, Lord?" "I sent that report to you because it is important. There are many things you should know. It is authentic. But most are too lulled to sleep to pay attention. Nevertheless, the ones who will act are on it, which is what is most important. You see, we really are making a difference, yet there is a wheel turning within a wheel that determines the times and where we are going. Because of the efforts of the White Hats with President Trump, things are not running as they should for the complete demise of the people. The awake ones are standing and fighting for the freedoms this country has been known for. There will be civil war, but not necessarily with people against people, but those who have been raised in the underground cities against the true citizens of America. They will be difficult to tell apart. There are many who are already planted in key positions to further that agenda. You, my people, are called to conquer the world with love. This is a great challenge, because those without souls will not be affected by love. You are learning. O Lord, please stay close to me and help me through this confusion. I repent of any judgments I might have had towards a certain soul. For some, nothing is easy. Stay inside the safe zone. Allow me to cover and protect you so that you will only hear me. As things begin to come together, there will be two camps in America: the sleepy establishment groups and the awake patriotic group. There will be underhanded battles all throughout the political establishment, but you are to be upright, forthright, and on the side of truth. Families will become even more divided. Lord, please tell me the cure: love and perseverance. seeking the truth and rejecting lies and errors. Every government is corrupted, and therefore divisions and anarchy will reign around the world. It will be because of the pain families will endure that they will turn to me and seek the truth. There are massive plans to slowly kill off the population with poison and the food chain. This is why it is more healthy to eat from your own sources. Fast foods will continue to poison, and human flesh is being incorporated in all canned foods, even for pets. What a terrible thing this is. Why am I telling you all this? Because your prayers are powerful, and that same dedication to prayer that brought about the decrease of the black hats will continue to do so if you continue in prayer against their evil agendas. This is good news, Claire. It means that each of you can impact these serious moves to exterminate humanity, but you will need to find clean sources of food or have your own. Even the feeds and fertilizers will be contaminated. It will be good to have a good organic garden source. In the meantime, my people, I want you to fellowship with one another, have praise and worship behind the scenes as the churches will move more and more towards being underground. And that was the end of the Lord's message. May God be with you, heart dwellers.